tankers, mother and feeder vessels, OSVs, and general cargo ships. Tankers. Tankers are specific vessels that are used by carriers to haul oil, gas, and petroleum products. Tankers are double-walled for environmental protection in case of an accident. Tankers haul the largest amount of cargo by tonnage. Usually hauled by charter vessels, tankers range from World War II-era tankers that hold 18,000 tons to very large ships indeed. Here are some tanker sizes. Very large crude carrier, VLCC. Oil tankers with a capacity up to 300,000 deadweight tonnage. Ultra-large crude carrier, ULCC. Oil tankers with a capacity of more than 300,000 deadweight tonnage. These ships are too large to maneuver into a port, so they remain in deep sea. Their cargo is transferred to smaller carriers or offshore oil terminals. The Hellespont Alhambra is the largest ULCC currently in operation at 441,585 deadweight tons. It must remain in deep sea at all times since it cannot enter any port due to its very large length, beam, width, and draft. Mother and feeder vessels. Mother and feeder vessels are pairs of water carriers that work together to reach various ports for cargo delivery or pickup. Larger than the feeder vessel, the mother vessel serves only major ports, while the feeder vessels travel short distances, either between smaller ports or between smaller and major ports. Mother vessels have the capacity to carry thousands of containers and cover long distances compared to the feeder vessels. The average capacity of a mother vessel is between 10,000 and 15,000 TEUs. The average capacity of a feeder vessel is 300 to 500 TEUs. As its name implies, the feeder vessel feeds cargo to the mother vessel from an origin port for transport to a destination port. Near a destination port, the mother vessel feeds cargo to the feeder vessel for transport to the destination. Movement goes from smaller ports to major ports for exports, and from major ports to smaller ports for imports. Offshore vessels, OSV. An offshore vessel, OSV, is a specially designed ship for transporting goods and personnel to customers in remote areas. Water-to-water deliveries occur in places like Hong Kong, creating local delivery to a carrier. OSVs also act as platform supply vessels, PSVs, supplying offshore oil platforms, offshore barges, and all types of specialty vessels, including anchor handling, drilling, well intervention, icebreaking, cable laying, seismic, and firefighting vessels. General cargo ships. Another type of ship is the general cargo ship, also called a combination ship. These ships are often hired to haul a shipload of cargo on a contract basis, and they can be configured to shipper needs. With large cargo holds and freight handling equipment, cranes and other heavy equipment, the general cargo ships are self-sufficient vessels. The ship crew will unload and move freight when they reach a destination. General cargo ships are ideal for shipping cargo to less developed ports that may lack the equipment for managing cargo.